In the Soviet era, you know, you have this idea of the body as part of a machine that is sort of a production machine, and there's, you know, a whole aesthetic representing, you know, workers in uniforms working like clockwork. And when I was writing this paper, actually, I was drawing on some work that I had started to do but have never actually finished, which is looking at an absolutely classic science fiction novel written by Yevgeny Zamyatin called We. It's quite an interesting work. I think it was actually banned in the USSR because it was clearly a critique of Soviet culture. And it's basically about a society in which everybody has a number, not a name, and all these little sort of identical cogs in the wheel, and where dissent or aberrant behavior results in, you know, punishment. And it's about this particular character's kind of journey through this society. So when I was thinking of comparing the world of the society in Wii, which is all sort of like very space age, it's all metal and glass and transparent, and people a bit like Madeleine Longler's A Wrinkle in Time, you know, a society where everybody is identical and is equally happy, except not so happy. And I was thinking about this, you know, very metallic and sterile idea of the future and what this meant for heritage. And this led to me reading a whole lot of sort of critiques of Soviet literature, and reading a lot of poetry, actually, a lot of poetry sort of extolling the virtue of the worker. And I think this was sort of in the back of my head when I was trying to imagine what a Soviet lunar landing site might look like. And so you have this kind of tension. So in the sort of US capitalist individualist outlook, the autonomy of the masculine body is really, really important. So there's a lot of notions of masculinity tied up with the idea of the sort of heroic astronaut. So there's a very well documented and very well known battle of those early astronaut cohorts, arguing and fighting to be allowed some control of the spacecraft that they were operating. There was a similar tension that emerged in the Soviet cosmonauts at the same time as well. But they were battling against an even greater impediment, if you like, this whole idea of being the sort of little clockwork cog. And there was a very different approach in the USSR. So the idea was spacecraft would be heavily automated and controlled from the ground. So there was much less capacity for the cosmonauts to act autonomously and demonstrate their sort of heroic capabilities. And this is something when you look at the records, you know, and this is it makes it a little bit difficult because Yuri Gagarin, for example, you know, they want to celebrate the achievements of outstanding individuals who go into space, but in some cases, what are their achievements? They're just alive in the proverbial tin can. Of course, I'm oversimplifying this drastically, but it creates a bit of a problem for how you turn these people into those celebrated space travelers. Anyway, it seems as if in the Soviet Union there was a similar battle. The cosmonauts were wanting to sort of reclaim some of that territory for themselves. So my question, thinking about this, was, you know, if you take these two very different cultures and you put them into the same environment on the surface of the moon, what will we be able to tell about how those cultures are expressed in the movements of the bodies of the astronauts and the cosmonauts? Like the expectation, it's about those similarities and differences again. Will they be incredibly different because they're coming from such different cultural backgrounds? Will being in the same gravity erase those differences, make them look more similar than we might think. And it's a, for me, it's a really interesting thought experiment, and it's a real shame that there's not actually anything to compare it to. But, you know, there's with the International Space Station, it's not the same as the surface of the moon, but there are modules in the International Space Station that are Russian, and there are ones that are made in the US, and there are similar differences in behavior and interaction with the environment and material culture will possibly emerge from the project I'm doing with Justin Walsh on the International Space Station. So I guess some of this is about, I'm interested in embodiment. So it's about technology, but it's also about the actual, you know, how we comport ourselves within our own bodies in response to different cultural or natural pressures, I guess.